Holly Dranginis, you're a researcher with the Enough Project, a US-based anti-genocide group. A court in the DRC has acquitted dozens of Congolese soldiers who were facing rape charges, but it has sentenced them to severe jail terms of up to 20 years, on looting, disobeying orders, and wasting ammunition charges. What are your thoughts on that?
I want to just say that the case overall, especially the rape charges, reflects a degree of political will to prosecute rape committed by military personnel, which is a huge step forward for Congo, even in light of the acquittals. Really, for any country facing this kind of protracted armed conflict, the willingness to prosecute rape is a sign of progress.
So it's a step forward.
Yes, absolutely. A few years ago, it would be unheard of to carry out this kind of proceeding. But there is a long way to go until we have truly legitimate trials there. And, of course, the mass acquittals as to the rape charges come, I'm sure, as a disappointment to many justice advocates and especially survivors. It's certainly difficult to see defendants walk away after hearing these stories of horror that happened that night in Minova. But the acquittals are really a reflection of a lack of evidence and coordination.
What is known about the investigation?
There was a severe lack of resources on both sides. The initial indictments were not based on really any in-depth investigation, but rather a military roll call by which those that were absent from the roll call were actually put on a list and considered indictees for these crimes. And the investigation moved forward from there. There were a lot of different actors on the ground investigating. So in some ways, it wasn't just a lack of resources. You had UN investigators from the U.S. and other international organizations looking into this, different medical organizations offering their insight, and then the military prosecutors doing investigations. But there was a severe lack of coordination, a lack of resources, and a focus on the low-level perpetrators, which in a lot of ways led to this acquittal.
But what about the victims? Did the witnesses come forward?
They did. There were 76 victims that came forward to tell their stories very bravely and in the face of threats and some serious psychological trauma that stems from these kinds of crimes. So their bravery and the importance of their testimony cannot be overstated, even in light of the acquittals. The acquittals don't diminish the importance of that testimony.
Okay.
It adds enormously to the historical record and the importance of proceedings like this.
Now, what about 20 years in jail for looting, disobeying orders, and wasting ammunition?
Well, you know, these crimes are considered by some to be of less importance, of course, than something like rape. There are war crimes that are of more of a serious nature than others.
I'll ask that question differently. Were you not surprised that such severe jail sentences, 20 years in jail is a long time, were handed down for looting, which is, I hate to say, a fairly common crime?
Yes, certainly. I was. I think especially from a due process point of view and a sort of a fair trial point of view, that those are in a lot of ways draconian sentences. And I think the backdrop of the rape charges just confirms that or highlights it, because 20 years for looting is severe, yeah.
Are you satisfied by such a sentence, or do you think it's too harsh?
I definitely think it's too harsh. I think that sentencing is, in a lot of ways, comes on a relative sliding scale, and the sentence has to be proportionate to the crime. And 20 years in a Congolese prison is too harsh.
Will they spend 20 years in jail, or are they going to find ways of leaving early?
Well, that security in prisons is and corruption is a big issue in Congo. There are often inmates who are allowed to leave before their sentence has been served, based on arbitrary deals and corrupt practices, which is another problem. Even with a harsh sentence, there should be some consistency with regard to the enforcement of sentences. So I do think that there's a big need for an overhaul of the sentencing practices and the security practices within Congolese prisons.
Holly, thank you very much for this.